If I mind another's business, I say it is done. If I mind another's business, I say it is done. The moment I concern myself with another's activities, they become my responsibility. If I mind another's business, I say it is done. Okay. The moment I concern myself with another's activities, they become my responsibility. So, I see another person who is playing a game of golf, and I'm watching them. And I think to myself, now, if they would just relax a little more, they could play a better game of golf. If they would be a little more one-pointed and not so distracting to themselves of what else is going on in the golf course and whatever, or now watch listening to their phone, their cell phone. If I mind another's business, I say it is done. Okay, now, I watch this person who is playing golf, and I say to myself, now, that really is none of my business, but if I choose to have it be my business, as I oftentimes do, I see it done now. I see him concentrating beautifully on his golf game. I see him a wonderful golfer. I see him dedicated to playing the game with all his heart and soul and being so interested in it and so excited about it that the game becomes just something very illuminating to him. Yes. The moment I concern myself with another's activities, they become my responsibility, and at that point, I begin to look at how another person handles whatever he's doing and say to myself, yes, he is exquisite in doing whatever he's doing. They are marvelous in doing whatever they're doing. They are one-pointed in doing whatever they're doing. They are using all of their genius in doing whatever they're doing, and they're fantastic. They're glorious. They're wonderful. They're fantastic. Oh, they are so marvelous. Yes, they are so marvelous. So I see all done now perfectly. No matter what is in the world, if I give it my attention, I give it my perfect attention. I see whoever I see doing anything they are doing as doing it in an ideal way. They're doing it perfectly because that's the way I see them doing it. I cannot see a person doing something carelessly or thoughtlessly or without real impact. I can only see them being an ideal person in whatever they're doing. If I see a mother tending to her children, she is the ideal mother. If I see a father tending to his business, he is the ideal father. If I see anything at all going on in my world, it is the ideal. And if for a moment the attention is scattered, if for a moment they are diverted from what they seem to want to do, I see them doing it. I see them doing it. I can. It's a very simple thing for my mind to see the world about me doing whatever I choose the world about me to be doing. If I put my nose in the business of another, then I see it my way. I see it perfectly done. I see the ideal being expressed in everything they're doing. I see the ideal being expressed in every attitude they have, in every emotion they have, in every dream they have, in every goal they have. I see them fantastic because that's the way I am. And as I see them fantastic, they are living that way. They are being that way. They are expressing that way. And in everything they do, they are marvelous, outstanding, wonderful. I can do that. Now, have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about minding your own business? If you're minding another's business, you're minding your own business. What are you seeing? What are you seeing when you're minding your own business? What are you seeing when you're doing these things? How are you acting? How are you living? How are you looking at yourself and imagining yourself and thinking, now what is it I am doing? What is it I'm interested in? What is it that turns me on? What is it that makes my life wonderful? What is it that I want to do? Yes. What is it that I want to do? Well, when you say, what is it that I want to do, then you are saying that you are in charge of your world. You're saying that you are in charge of your life. You're saying that you are in charge of everything that goes on in your world. This is the way we want to be. This is the way we want to live. This is the way we want to act in every way in our life. If I mind another's business, then it becomes my business. And I say it is done. If I mind another's business, then I am doing that. That is my world. That is my activity. That is my thinking. And so therefore, what is it I'm thinking about? Am I thinking about how wonderful they're doing their job? Am I thinking how wonderful that goes into life? Am I thinking what a marvelous person that person is? I'm minding their business. And if I'm minding their business, I'm minding the business of an ideal situation, an ideal relationship, an ideal circumstance. I am minding that business. And that's the only business that I care about. That's the only thing that I care about. That's the only activity in life that I care about. The moment I concern myself with what others are doing, the activities of another, they become my responsibility. Those activities become my responsibility. That person becomes my responsibility. If I create all in my world beautiful, wonderful, fantastic, glorious, magnificent, then that's the way they are. But if I create anything in my world not fulfilling the highest and the best that I am, then I am in trouble. Then I am the one who is not doing it as I should be doing it, who is not doing it as I should be living it. Because what should I be doing? That's me. What that person is doing is me, because I am thinking about it. What that person is saying is me. What that person is living is me. What that person is dreaming is me. Because I am thinking about what they are doing. I am judging what they're doing. I am viewing what they're doing. So I see all done now and perfectly. I see all in the world done now and perfectly. You know, do I have the ability not to look at what's going on in the world? Do I have the ability to not look and see what's going on around me and judge it? And do I have the ability not to be interested in any way in what's going on around me? I do. If I am living inside of myself, doing my own thing all the time, then I'm not concerned about it. But I am concerned about it because I am aware of my world. That's why I chose to be in this world. I chose to be in this universe. I chose to be in this human expression because I'm aware. So, I see all done now, perfectly done. I see all magnificently done, powerfully done, beautifully done, because this is my choice. If I put one instant of my thought upon what's going on in the world about me, that may be somebody else's business, so to speak, then I am taking charge. I am the one who is getting involved in it. I am the one who is aware of it and who, being aware of it, makes sure that I know exactly what's going on. I know exactly what's going on, and I'm having a great deal of fun by it or not. Then, after I've played my game, done my thing, then I release it all to be ideally done, completely done, universally done, and I have no more responsibility. For now, I let go and let the ideal be revealed in every way in my life. This is what you do. This is what I do all the time. But now, I do it consciously. And doing it consciously, I am the master. Be in charge of your world and your life, of your activities, of your experiences, totally. And be the master, totally. And see what fun it is, because you're no longer the pawn of somebody else's chess game. You are the king of your own chess game, the master, now and always. And what fun that is, what joy that is, what magnificence that is, because that's who you are, and that's who I am. And know that if I mind your business, I surround you with my pure white light of love. And if I don't mind your business, I still surround you with my pure white light of love, because I love you. I love you. I love you.